This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of our series, Vital Signs, Voice Strain. Speaking too long or too loud can cause hoarseness or worse if you don't use your larynx correctly. Home to the vocal cords, or now the vocal folds, the larynx serves as a sound source for the human voice, and it regulates breathing and swallowing. I talked about using the larynx with Dr. Ted Mao with Parkland Hospital System and UT Southwestern Medical Center. Is there a right way and a wrong way to use the larynx?
We prefer to think of it as if you are using your voice efficiently, then you can be talking for hours on end without hurting yourself. Inefficiently, you can be at higher risk for injury, especially using the voice when in a loud environment.
Right. I was thinking about people who've been cheering quite a bit in playoff games. Also about presidential candidates who are touring all over the place, not only having to speak a lot, but speak at a loud volume.
There is an efficient way of talking loudly in a noisy environment. And there's an inefficient way of doing that.
What's the efficient way?
The efficient way is you want to make sure you're using proper breath support to propel the voice, because the voice doesn't just come from the voice box. The voice box is powered by airflow from the lungs. You really want to have a good connection between the breathing and voice production to really have an efficient voice that can sustain.
Breathing or pushing more, say, from the diaphragm or the midsection?
Right. I think that's a good way to start. When you start to feel soreness or even pain in the neck after prolonged talking, that's an indicator perhaps your speaking style is not as efficient as it could be. And this is where working with a voice therapist will come in handy to really optimize the vocal mechanism.
But until or unless that happens, just for people in everyday situations at work or what have you, are there ways they could become more efficient just on their own?
One thing people often forget is to take a breath. If you're in a job where you had to talk all day long, for example, on the phone or in a classroom, just take a breath after every sentence. That renews the air in your lungs, and you have a fresh tank of air to power your next sentence.
So when you become hoarse, what should you do? How should you treat it, or will it just go away in time?
The first thing to do is to recognize that you're straining. If you start to feel soreness or pain with prolonged talking or singing, stop. Don't push it. Take a break. Often that's enough, but if this becomes a persistent problem, then you need to get some help from providers who specialize in voice problems.
We've talked about yelling or screaming, which could hurt your voice. Did I hear somewhere right that whispering could do the same thing?
Right. Soft voices are not associated with vocal trauma. But here's the problem. Most people, when they whisper like this to make themselves heard. But that requires pushing from the neck muscles. So even though you're not engaging your vocal folds to generate an audible sound, you're compensating for that by pushing harder with the muscles around your voice box. So you can whisper in an effortless way, but then no one can hear you. So in general, we advise people not to substitute whispering for a real voice. When they need to rest their voice, they should go on complete voice rest.
Say at the beginning of the day, just for everyday talking, are there things you should do to prepare? Are there things you should avoid?
Stay well hydrated. Your vocal folds will be well hydrated and they can vibrate with greater ease. And conversely, you want to stay away from things that dehydrate, such as caffeine or alcohol. There are also medications that tend to dry people out.
Such as?
Diuretics for people with heart or kidney problems. And also commonly used antihistamines can also dry people out. In terms of preparing yourself for a long day of vocal use at work, first of all, make sure you're well rested overall. If your body is fatigued, then the power source for your voice would not be in the best shape. Then you will make up for it by squeezing more in your larynx, which is unfavorable. There are also other exercises you can do to essentially tune up your voice before a period of prolonged voice use. We actually use something called straw bubble exercises. If you take up a straw and you blow air through it, the air is passing through a high resistance passageway, right? Mm-hmm. So you're getting your lungs used to that type of airflow. Then you can put a straw into a cup of water, and now you're blowing against not only the resistance of the small tube, but also a little bit of water in the cup. So you're kind of like carrying the weight on the ankle, but for the vocal cords.
Dr. Mao, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure.